The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Briefing here on KTQA. It is 3:27 p.m. If you are listening to us live on 95.3 FM in Tacoma on this Tuesday, March 23rd. Today also happens to be National Puppy Day. So if you are out on your beautiful walk, of course socially distanced and masked, and see some puppies, say hi and celebrate them. It is also American Diabetes Association Alert Day. It is Melba Toast Day, National Chia Day, Near Miss Day. If you are thinking about if there's any asteroids that might be near misses in collision paths with the Earth. World Meteorological Day. These are all days that are celebrated by lots of different organizations and people across our world and here in our state. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's also lots of data about how our state is doing with regards to COVID-19 infection rates, vaccination rates, and all of that kind of good stuff at the Department of Health website, which is doh.wa.gov. If you go to wa211.org online, or if you dial 211 from a phone anywhere in Washington, you can get linked to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance. If you dial 311 here in Tacoma, you'll get connected to the city of Tacoma. If you got questions about coronavirus or about vaccines, the state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. They can also help you schedule a vaccine appointment if you are among those eligible. It's open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can also text the state coronavirus hotline by sending your message and inquiry to 211-211. Lots of folks are eligible to receive vaccines right now. You can find your eligibility status, along with places where you can access the vaccine, at coronavirus.wa.gov. If you're a veteran of any age, you can get vaccinated by directly calling the VA at 206-716-5716. Just a brief state update today. The Washington State Department of Commerce will be opening applications for more business grants on March 29th. Grants this round are for up to $25,000 and open to industries that had to close as a result of COVID public health measures, among other industries and businesses. More information on these business grants and the applications are available at commercegrants.com. Here regionally, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 81 new COVID-19 cases today and 0 new COVID-related deaths. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 people actually rose back up to 140. That 14-day case rate is reported to be the best long-term vision of or assessment of how we are doing with regards to community transmission of COVID-19 in our region. In neighboring King County, COVID-19 cases are actually up 31% from just 2 weeks ago, with outbreaks linked to restaurants, bars, and travel. Even though the current moratorium on residential rental evictions has been extended to June 30th, anyone who's having trouble paying rent or utilities can apply for financial assistance by going to piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp or by calling 211 and asking to be referred for rental assistance. And here in Tacoma, the Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting this afternoon at 5 p.m. It'll be broadcast on TV Tacoma and streamed on Facebook and tvtacoma.com. They are still doing virtual meetings at this time with the Tacoma City Council. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, including at nearly all healthcare facilities. That includes MultiCare, Franciscan, Kaiser, Community Healthcare, CMAR Community Health Centers. There's also pop-up testing at Cheney Stadium and the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. And in addition to those permanent regular testing locations, The health department offers free mobile testing events, and those are found at TPCHD, that's for Tacoma, Pierce County Health Department, .org, so TPCHD.org/COVID testing. And if your business or organization has the capacity to serve as one of those mobile testing sites, or as a community vaccination site for vaccine clinics, you can call the health department at 253-649-1412 or email tsmith@tpchd.org. Of course, there are also pharmacies and grocery stores that are offering a variety of take-home testing kits or drive-through rapid antigen testing. That's all that I have for today's daily briefing here on KTQA 95.3. My name is Becky, and you've been listening to the March 23rd KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number, where you can call or text us here at KTQA, is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replay right here on 95.3 FM or on our website, daily.ktqa.org. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.